At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
During baseball season, when we started doing the nighttime live streams, they really wouldn't start till after 11. And, I mean, there's, 86 people watching right now? It fluctuates between, 86 to 100. But I feel like once we've been rolling for a few hours, there are more people off work or more people at home and more people just chilling. And maybe even West Coast time comes into play. The chat usually builds by the time it's like 11 o'clock, 12. And there's even times like, you know, shout out to Big Mac. One night I went home, Big Mac's like, yo, the live stream crashed. I'm like, all right, let me go fire it back up. And I look in the chat. I'm like, yo, there's a good healthy like 150, 140 in the chat during the overnight. So, man, shout out to our YouTube channel, WFAN YouTube. It's increasing in subscribers daily. It was not like this 4 years ago when I first came in. We are approaching 90,000 subscribers. So if you want to stare at me and talk to random people in the chat, go for it. WFAN on YouTube, just hit search and you'll see the live circle, the red circle. And this show is streaming live. And then obviously on the Odyssey app and the radio and everything else. I'm in here watching the Toronto Blue Jays, who after Vladdy hit one off the wall in left field, Dalton Varsho hit one off the wall in right field. There was a wild pitch, and then Varsho with a bases clearing double, and now the Blue Jays are up 5-2. George Kirby is batting practice right now, so we got a game here, folks. Can the M's battle back in their building? I'll keep an eye on that, but I've now opened that can of worms, which is the New York Yankees, which is supposed to be the mecca of baseball, the elite upper echelon, and here we go again, this Anthony Volpe story with Anthony Volpe getting surgery on his shoulder. You mean to tell me this young man went out there every day, and I get it. I get why he didn't pull himself out of the lineup. I get why, like, he's living his dream being the shortstop of the New York Yankees. He's trying to prove himself. No pain, no gain. He's champing it out. But sometimes you got to save a guy from himself, and I feel like it was negligent. I feel like it was irresponsible, and it was just plumb dumb. He wasn't performing well. It'd be one thing if it's Judge. Like, I understood them kind of slow playing Judge, and they've done this so many times. It's literally on brand for them. They don't want to tell you Garrett Cole's got something going on. But with Volpe, he's young, and he was getting booed, and he was getting heckled, and he was struggling, and he struck out 150 times, and they just allowed that, man. Eric is in Massapequa on the fan next. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Keith. You know, to touch on what you were just saying, I was a real harsh critic of Volpe throughout the year. And, you know, he's 23, 24. I cannot believe that Boone and Cashman allowed this kid, and exactly what you said, he's living his dream, allowed this kid to continue to go out there with a torn labrum, let people like me call up BT, I've called up you, let, you know, all these sports heads just crush this kid for 4 months straight. How could they just let him just go out there like that? I cannot understand it. Not to mention, they traded for two guys who can play shortstop. So I like you said, I really hope a reporter says to them, why on earth did you let somebody with a torn labrum continue to play all season. Like, I work construction. When there's something hurting, like, it's not so easy. Swinging a bat and throwing a baseball with a torn labrum is insane to me. I cannot understand how they left
it. Yeah, we were wondering why he couldn't hold on to the bat. And, like, maybe that also had something to do with all of the errors and just, like, the double clutching and, like just even having a little pain. They always say, you know.
If you remember, there was one day he threw from shortstop to first. It was, like, 68 miles an hour. And everybody was like, whoa, what was that? Like, how are those not, like, red flags? But they're just so, this all stems from Cashman being so arrogant and not wanting to tell anybody anything, continuing to do the same thing he does every year, which doesn't work. That's why we lose every year in the playoffs. I don't understand how this guy.
They're going to be asked about it. They're going to be asked about it tomorrow. Thanks for the call, Eric. And, yeah, I think we do owe Volpe a little bit of an apology. I tried to defend the guy. It's just dumb because if they would have just came out and said he was hurt and stopped this, we wouldn't have got that far. And even, like, I went back to check the box score. It was May 3rd. The Yankees are in first place. They were 19-14. They had other options. What's crazy to me is Volpe didn't come out of that game. And that game featured Oswaldo Cabrera at third, Yorbit Vivas at second. Pablo Reyes came into that game to play second base. You could have put Oswaldo at shortstop. You could have put Pablo Reyes at third. And had him ice up. Get some treatment, something. I don't understand. Explain it to me like I'm five. Why a struggling player in Anthony Volpe, who at the time was batting 208, had an error in that game. They stopped that game. He said he heard something pop. What did you gain from running him out there every day? And he just got worse and worse and worse. It doesn't make any sense. It's stupid. Brian Hoke put out, here's what Brian Cashman said on September 12th about Volpe's shoulder, which required two cortisone injections. Does Anthony Volpe need surgery after the season? Brian Cashman said, as of right now, no, but I wouldn't rule it out either. They'll just repeat imaging and see where he's at. As of right now, there's no surgery recommended. There's not even an IL recommended. Okay, so that was September 12th. A month later, what changed? Like, is this another game within a game? How long is he going to be out? Are they going to pivot to another option? Or are we going to go with Caballero and Cabby versus Cabby? Cabrera versus Caballero for the shortstop spot? This is the New York Yankees, bro. They're supposed to have the best doctors. They're in New York with all of the doctors and hospital. I don't know. It's stupid to me. Peter's in Wilbraham, Massachusetts on the fan. Hello, Peter.
What's going on? I want to start off by saying, like, I mean, I think you're completely right. The Yankees mismanaged this whole injury thing with Volpe. It's kind of a disgrace. But, like, I got to ask, do you think if this guy was healthy, he would be a difference maker on this team? Like, an actual difference maker? Because I'm talking, prior to his injury, he wasn't really playing difference maker.
Did he ever have that many errors? Did he ever have that much of a problem fielding routine ground balls, throwing the ball to first base? Like, that was irregular this year. Now, I know he struggled at the plate, but he won a gold glove. He played good defense, and that's why we accepted him being, you know, a 200 hitter, a barely 700 OPS, not even.
Exactly. You know, that just goes back to the mismanagement of Cashman and Boone and these guys. That's why I think Boone's got to go. If I'm a reporter, I'm asking Cashman, maybe, did it ever cross your mind maybe new coaching, not just, you know, fire the first base coach? Because that's what he does.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, like, the higher man. Like, I mean, you know,
it's nothing. Yeah, it's firing Travis Chapman is nothing. And honestly, firing Harkey, who has been there forever, like, what message is that sending? I think it's just sending a message that, like, there's no lifetime contracts, but Cashman has one. Thanks for the call, Peter. 888-808-1019. And you wonder why there are Yankee fans that hate the organization. You wonder why there are Yankee fans with legit trust issues. You wonder why there are Yankee fans that say, I haven't watched, I don't go to the stadium, they're never going to win anything with Cashman and Boone. Let's go to another Peter. Peter in Lawrence on the fan. How you doing?
Hey, Keith, how are you? I agree with you. And I have two questions. Is Brad Osmussen roster spot as a coach, as a bench coach? Bench coach secure, or are they going to get rid of him too? And how far off is George Lombard Jr. from possible contention?
Thanks for the call, Peter. There was an article that I pulled up from the summer where, you know, Brad Ausmus used to be a manager in Major League Baseball. And this article from August says, Brad Ausmus deemed Yankees' potential long-term option at manager easy pick to replace Aaron Boone. So there's some thought that he's, you know, sitting there and waiting. That, like, he's learning right under Aaron Boone. He's learning the organization. And that if they do move away from Aaron Boone in 2 years, it could be Brad Ausmus. I would assume his seat is safe. I would assume his job is safe. But I don't know. Maybe they think they can do better there. Changing Brad Ausmus doesn't change a thing, though. Like he's not a difference maker at all. Joe out on Long Island is on the fan next. What you thinking about Joe?
Yo, what up, Keith? Saw you ALDS out in the bleachers, but that's old news. We're talking now. What do you think about getting Tyreek?
Scooble.
What do you think?
Yeah, give me him. Give me Paul Skeens. Give me, oh, no, George Springer with a dinger. George Springer just goes deep to center field at 6'2".
George Springer loves killing the Yankees.
Yeah, he's turning it on now. George Kirby, they got to take him out. He's batting practice. They are whopping him. Tarek Skubal.
Pitching. We need pitching. Our pitching's great already, but pitching.
You can never have too much pitching. Give me him and get me Paul Skeens. Thanks for the call, Joe. I mean, if he's out there, Brian Cashman should be on the phone. If he's out there, they should offer Spencer Jones. He's one of the best, if not the best in the game. He's the type of guy that can win you a series because he's not giving up anything. He's striking out 15 guys. I would never take him out in a do-or-die game. I'm letting him go until he can't go anymore. Now, George Kirby, they need to take out. They're not going to, though. He's down 4 runs. You got to wear it at this point. Try and hold it at some point. I don't get this last out. Get out of the fourth. But look at that. The Blue Jays are alive. We will get back to the Volpe conversation, but I have a guest scheduled for right now coming up at 9:20. My guy Pat Ragazzo, who had the scoop on the Mets and, them hiring Correa to be, their next maybe guy in waiting, maybe their next, bench coach, manager in waiting type, guy in the organization, Kai Correa, a young guy. So we're going to talk to Pat about that, and we'll mix in a little bit of the Mets. And I don't know, I think Evan is going to fire up a Rico Bronya at some point tonight. So we'll get the Mets conversation in, but trust me, we are going to come. Yeah, the Rico Bronya is scheduled for 9:15. Look at Evan. Evan scheduled his Rico Bronya right as I bring in Pat Ragazzo from Sports Illustrated to talk Mets. Awesome. Let's get it. Let's take this break. If you're on hold to talk Volpe, I'm telling you, stay there because we're going to come right back to this conversation around 9:30 because there's more to do, more to discuss on it, and talk about all of these things with the Yankees before Cashman and Boone meet the media. Keep McPherson on the fan, taking a quick break to bring my guest in. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Pat Ragazzo, Mets beat reporter for Sports Illustrated. He broke the story on Kai Correa. We're going to talk a little bit about that and some offseason plans and moves for your New York Mets. Pat, are you there?
I'm here, Keith. How you doing? Thanks so much for having me back on.
Good, man. I think I actually saw your Instagram, and you put something like Scoop City, and then when it did hit Twitter, I give you credit. You were the first one on it, and obviously now we're in this offseason where, moves are starting to be made. People are calling up other people. There are different interviews and things going on, so tell us what you know about Kai Correa and how you think the Mets and David Stearns landed on bringing him in.
Well, yeah, with Kai Correa, this was a sneaky good hire. He's 37 years old. Highly analytically driven coach. and he's known as a defensive whiz, and he played a big role in getting Cleveland to the playoffs, helping get Cleveland to the playoffs the last two seasons, where he spent time as the Major League Field Coordinator, Director of Defense, Base Running, and Game Strategy. And before that, he was the bench coach for Gabe Kapler for four seasons with the San Francisco Giants, and actually even served as the interim manager for a few games after Kapler was relieved of his duties in 2023. So Kai Correa, it's a different direction and total opposite of the veteran John Gibbons, who was Mendoza's bench coach the past two seasons. And now the Mets kind of have a rising star in there to help improve their defense and, you know, help with, you know, some of the data-driven and analytics-based decisions that they'll be making in-game.
Yeah, I think it's a complete left from John Gibbons, who's 63 years old, you know, probably does believe in analytics, but how could he not be a more of an old school baseball guy? You know, here comes this young guy. He's the same age as me. I'm like, wow, what are you thinking about his opportunity to potentially stay with the Mets and maybe be the manager someday? He's in the organization, and it seems like he's handpicked by David Stearns. You think there's any prospects there?
I think let's pump the brakes on that for at least in the interim here. I mean, they brought him in to help enhance Carlos Mendoza's job in the dugout. But yeah, I mean, I think he's a guy who I was kind of surprised he took the job when he did for bench coach, because I felt he was going to get managerial interest around the league this offseason. And he definitely could, and he still could, you know, as we head into the offseason here with a number of managerial jobs currently open around the league. But yeah, I think that he's definitely a rising star in the industry and someone who could one day, you know, manage a major league ball club.
Yeah, I mean, it's New York, it's the Mets, they pay well, they've got stars, they've got good attendance now. Like, it's an attractive job to take and not wait for. I think that that offer comes your way, you got to take it. Tell me a little bit about what you know with Jeff Albert and him being elevated. I think there's definitely just a youth movement here and a focus on maybe just younger coaches, you know, younger players in the organization and connecting with them.
Yeah, I think Jeff Albert, I actually had mentioned him as a potential candidate for the hitting coach vacancy a couple weeks back in a piece. And it's now come to fruition that he's been named the director of hitting for the big league program. For the Mets. And, you know, look no further than the Mets now having the number one farm system in baseball and a number of top position player prospects who are coming off great seasons, such as Jet Williams, Carson Benj, Jacob Reimer, AJ Ewing. So the proof is in the pudding there. They did a great job with Albert overseeing the minor league hitting department and development system. And yeah, he's got a much earned promotion. And of course, he has the experience as well. He was the hitting coach for the St. Louis Cardinals from 2019 to 2022, spent time with the Houston Astros as their assistant hitting coach before that. And he's a guy who he's performed well in his role with the Mets the last few seasons, and he's earned his chance to make an impact at the big league level.
Now, you know, I got to pump the brakes on Kai Correa or whatever in the next manager for the Mets, but not for nothing. This is the last year of Carlos Mendoza's contract, and we can't act like his seat isn't hot. Like, I've been talking about the Mets, and I'm like, this offseason, the coaching hires and the moves that they make to add to this team could decide the fate of Carlos Mendoza. They absolutely have to make the postseason next year, and Carlos Mendoza wasn't able to stop the ship from sinking. He wasn't able to rally the troops. He was not able to get those guys to go on enough of a run to save the season. Do you think he'll be able to have a command of the clubhouse enough to save his job coming up in 2026?
Well, first of all, I totally agree with you, Keith. If the Mets get off to a slow start here, his seat's going to be blazingly hot to start the season if they don't get off to a good start. And you're right, if they don't make the postseason, there is a legitimate chance that he's not going to be back, you know, following 2026. So, yeah, I think that he's known as a good communicator in the clubhouse. He showed his leadership in 2024, you know, helping, you know, turn the Mets around and bring them all the way to the NLCS. I think he does have a good hold on the clubhouse, but, yeah, there's no question that this is New York and this is the New York Mets, and they had a $342 million payroll and missed out on the playoffs last season. And, it can't happen again. Otherwise heads are going to roll and it's going to start with him.
We're on the phone right now with Pat Ragazzo, Mets reporter for Sports Illustrated. So, you know, speaking about the team, I said during the season, and I keep saying it, I don't think the Mets are good enough right now to let Pete Alonso go anywhere. He's just too much of a face of the franchise, a power bat, a leader. I don't care what anybody says about him in the clubhouse. Like, he leads by example. He's been there through all these different iterations of the organization. Like, what do you think the chances are that they do pay him? I don't think anybody's giving him a 7-year deal, but when you have the richest owner in the sport, you're supposed to be in a position to keep a guy like Pete Alonso in the Mets uniform.
I think they need to take care of Pete, and there's rumors out there that he's seeking a 7-year deal, which is a little hefty given he's going to be 31 years old in December. He's a power-hitting first baseman who projects as a DH in a couple years and in the long term. But the Mets have no contingency plan. If Pete Alonso walks, how are you going to replace 40 home runs, 100-plus RBIs every year in an 850-plus OPS? Those are numbers that they can't replace, and they know it. And it's going to be a major, major hole in their lineup if he walks in free agency. And, he's the leading all-time franchise leader in home runs, and he's going to hit 500 home runs in his career, whether it's with the Mets or someone else, which is what he actually told David Stearns and Steve Cohen when they met in negotiations last winter when things came down to the wire. But there's no way they can let Pete Alonso out the door, and they shouldn't.
Funny enough, some Met fans thought that they would be in the running for Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who signed with the Blue Jays. Right now, live in front of my eyes, the Mariners leave George Kirby in. He throws a breaking ball to Vladdy. Vladdy takes him deep to center field. Toronto now leads 7-2 out there in Seattle. They should take Kirby out because this game is going to be out of hand, whatever. But, you know, back to the Mets. You know, if they were, you know, and they were asked about this. I remember Steve Cohen even speaking about Vladdy. I remember Vladdy opening day coming to Citi Field and Met fans applauding him. So I feel like the Mets got to make another big move. And when you look at the 2026 free agents, of course, there's Kyle Tucker out there. Of course, there's Cody Bellinger out there. But what do you think about them going after another Scott Boras client in Alex Bregman and bringing him into Citi Field and paying him the money he's looking for? He's postseason proven.
Well, you're right. Bregman's postseason proven. He's a great clubhouse guy, a leader. I think he's a culture changer. He's definitely someone who would greatly enhance the Mets culture and their clubhouse chemistry, which is what they lost a lot of when they let Jose Iglesias go. And I think Bregman and Alonso would make this Mets team a serious World Series contender. And, Steve Cohen's proven that he's not playing around in the money and resources he invests in this team. And you got to do something where you go over the top and operate as if you're the Los Angeles Dodgers, who have championships to show for it in the last few years. That's the type of move that it would be if they were to bring in Bregman and bring back Alonso and already have Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor. I think that, it'd definitely be a wise move on the Mets' part this offseason.
Yeah, last thing for you, Pat. I mean, you mentioned the Dodgers, and we're seeing the Dodgers pitching right now. 2 years ago, they go get Yamamoto. He's a World Series champion. Last year, they go get...
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get Blake Snell. He's been phenomenal. Like, we haven't even seen Tyler Glass now. Like, Otani's going to potentially pitch. Like, they have the hitting, they have the pitching, and we all know what ruined the Mets season down the stretch this year. They did not have the rotation. They were relying on three kids. Do you expect them to add starting pitching at this at the winter meetings or at this offseason, even though David Stearns is a guy whose philosophy is he doesn't like to spend or give big contracts to pitchers?
It's a must for the Mets to add a frontline starter and multiple starting pitchers this offseason. You can't go into the season relying on David Peterson, Kodai Senga, and even the kids. I mean, Nolan McLean seems like a sure thing. Brandon Sproat showed flashes, but Jonah Tong's shown that he's requires a little more development in the minor leagues before he's ready for the big leagues. And when you look back at the Mets season, if they had a frontline starter, it's the difference in with one game that they missed out on the playoffs, it's the difference in making the postseason. So you can't say that they didn't try. I mean, they talked to the White Sox about Garrett Crochet, and they weren't willing to give up Jet Williams and Brandon Sproat to land him. But he pitched like a Cy Young caliber ace for the Boston Red Sox this year, and the Mets would have made the postseason and potentially gone further had they had Garrett Crochet or a pitcher of that caliber at the top of their starting rotation. And David Stearns kind of alluded to it in his end-of-the-season press conference, where he said they're going to be open to anything in terms of adding starting pitching this offseason. So I think that he is willing to stray away from that philosophy that he's had and shown in Milwaukee and with the Mets the last few years. I could definitely see the Mets adding a frontline starter this winter.
Yeah, tough lesson to learn, but I believe David Stearns is a smart guy. He's learning about this New York market and what needs to be done, and I think him and Steve Cohen together, they're going to do what needs to be done. Pat, you're the man. Thanks for joining us as we get cooking here and the, you know, season ends and we get closer to winter meetings and that time where it really starts to kick up. I'll definitely have you back on again.
Sounds great. Would love to. Thanks so much, Keith.
Again, that's Pat Ragazzo. Follow him at Ragazzo Report on X. He is the Mets reporter for Sports Illustrated. He broke the news on the Mets signing Kai Correa. Okay, Dan and Sal, you guys held, and we're going to get back to the Volpe conversation because there's just still more to unpack about, okay, how long is this recovery? What does this mean for the New York Yankees at the shortstop position? What does this mean for Anthony Volpe and his career? Can he bounce back from this down year? Why did they do this? What was the motive in doing this? I just already know. I'll tell you what I think we're going to hear from Boone and Cashman tomorrow, and I'll start to also hit you with some questions that I have as a Yankee fan, as a New York sports radio host that watches the game and covers the team and just has a lot of questions and concerns and some issues with the Yankees after another failed season. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're halfway through another five-hour show. We're going to start hitting the baseball talk the rest of the way. And, of course, we'll take your calls on the Jets and Giants as well. And I got my eyes on the ALCS Game 3 as Toronto has waken up against George Kirby. We're talking sports on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Let's see what Shane Bieber does here at 67 pitches, one out, bottom of the fifth. It's not over yet. It's never over. But, I mean, six runs. Toronto is beating up on the Mariners like they beat up on the New York Yankees. Speaking of the New York Yankees, why would the Yankees do this, bro? What's the logic? What's the thought process? I just already know. And here's what I think. I think the Yankees, it's a couple things. And Connor, chime in because I know we were just texting about this. I said that the Yankees, right, the Yankees are going to tomorrow, Cashman and Boone, probably Cashman is who gets asked about this, not so much Boone. I think they're going to downplay the severity of the injury at the time. And I do remember hearing a report where they said there was something like they thought it was an older injury, or I feel like they're going to say something about, you know, we didn't know how serious it was. But Connor had a different thought and a different take, and I'm like, maybe that's what they're going to say, or maybe that's what they're doing.
I think you're right. I think they'll downplay the injury because I don't think it's that serious of an injury. I think probably when they noticed that he was hurt earlier in the year, they realized, you know, it's a little bit of an injury, but he can play through the rest of the season, and then after the year, we'll address it. So I think that now they're making it a little bit more of a big deal than it really is. And I'm sure he's going to get surgery. I'm sure there's something to clean up. But if they're putting him out there in the playoffs, I think they felt that he was healthy enough to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is just a little bit of an angle to, you know, I'm not going to say that they're like, they're overblowing it, but I think
there's always an angle.
I think they know that if they bring this up, it makes it look like, well, Volpe struggled last year partially because he was hurt, when really, I think, you know, it probably played a tiny bit of a factor, but I think the reality is he just struggled last year because he struggled last year.
And he's not what we thought he was, and that's okay. He's not the first. And before we get back to the phones at 888-808-1019, it brings me back to that viral video of Cashman standing there with an attitude talking about the Yankees after the 2023 season. And Joel Sherman is peppering him with questions, and he's defending Anthony Volpe. I think, again, they're trying to save face because they did say and do a lot. They made Volpe wear number 11. Shout out to Brett Gardner, who wasn't given the proper send-off by the New York Yankees. Supposedly they left the locker open for him, but that number 11, like, Volpe wanted to wear 77. He wore it in the spring. They made him change to 11 because it's going to sell more youth jerseys, Scherzies, authentics. Volpening day. Like, there was a lot of propaganda around one of us, the local kid who made it, and they wore it because this is a business and marketing is a part of it. And I think they really plan for him to be a star and not struggle as much. And so now there's a lot of kind of like crisis management going on. Dan is in New Jersey on the fan. What's up, Dan?
How are you, brother? Love the show.
Thanks, man. I'm good. Thanks for calling in.
Of course. I just want to bring up the point on Volpe. I think that the Yankees organization as a whole, like, really just did him dirty in the sense of, like, you know, you're throwing this kid out there every day that's injured and stuff like that, that came into the city of, like, this loved shortstop, this homegrown kid and everything like that. And as an organization, you allowed the fan base to turn on this kid and constantly get on him and boo him and all this stuff because he wasn't playing well and everything. Meanwhile, you're running this kid out every single day. He's not 100%. He's hurt. He can't hit the ball. Like, I just feel like, where does it come to a point as an organization that you say, like, you come out, like, they came out way too late with it and let it be known that, like, oh, he's been injured this whole time. Like, why not, like, help the kid out and give him that confidence boost and, like, let him rest up, let him get healthy, and then bring him back out when he's feeling better and stuff like that, instead of letting him get beat up by the fan base and everything the way that they did. I just think it's just wrong as a whole.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Great points and great call, Dan. Thanks for calling. Like, what if this damages him forever? And I know some of you don't care. I know some of you are going to call and say, he sucks, he's not good anyway. They need to move on. They need to do better. But, like, if you did want this to work, what you did this year was detrimental to his mental health and his success. And for what? Because, like I said, he's not Judge. He's not Stanton. He's not an all-star. He's a young, developing player that you said, hey, you got the job. We're never sending you down. That's tough. And then you also didn't bring any competition in, and you just, like, I don't know, man. They completely mismanaged this one. And then the other part of it is, when you think about how many trades they probably passed on because they felt like they had Anthony Volpe at least. And then also, before we even saw Volpe, they brought up Oswald Peraza. He literally started games in the 2022 ALCS. What goes on? Can I get a seat in the room? Can I be in some of these meetings? Because I don't care. I'll raise my hand and be like, no, stop. This is stupid. Sal is in Upper Freehold on the fan. What's up, Sal?
Hey, man. Thank you for taking my call. Love the show. Three quick, really quick points. I'll roll through them. Number one, the front office of the Yankees, their egos are just so big, and they just do not want to admit that they were, like, you know, kind of ever wrong about Volpe, that maybe he didn't have what it takes. Like you said, they didn't bring in any competition. Number two, were you at the Giants game last Thursday? Because I'm pretty sure I saw you in, like, the box suite area. But, and I told my dad, I'm like, I think that's Keith McPherson. But I didn't want to go up and say, hey, are you Keith? Oh, man, yeah, you know what? I should have said, what's up? And third, and probably most important for the call, guess who I saw at a restaurant called Quality Italian in the city tonight?
Volpe?
Anthony Volpe. No, Aaron James Judge tonight.
Oh, wow. I've never seen Judge, like, out in the wild. That's crazy.
Dude, I was rattled to say the least. He walked in, I got my buddy next to me.
He's just sitting at a restaurant in New York City. Judge just had an article where he said he can't even leave his apartment anymore. He can't do that.
He's sitting 20 feet across from me in this restaurant. I go to my buddy, I'm like, is that Aaron Judge? He's like, oh my God, it's him. Dude, I was fanboying so hard over Aaron Judge. I mean, he eventually got up and left because I think there was a lot of people taking pictures of him. So I do get that. But, dude, it was wild seeing him.
Yeah, that's great, Sal. You saw me in the suite. You weren't sure. I was pretty sure it's me. You saw Judge. Is that Judge? Yes. Both of us have very distinct looks. But one is a lot easier to find than the other. I'm a regular dude. You see me, I'm in the parking lot, I'm at the tailgate, I'm at the Savvy Seeds tailgate, I'm in the suite, we're doing content, I'm easy to spot. Judge, I swear, I just was reading an article or something came up about Aaron Judge not being able to go out in public at this point. I got to find it. Like, I feel like I just was reading something about that. I know he talks about how on the road, he doesn't go out because, like, he doesn't leave the hotel. Because as soon as he goes to the hotel lobby, it's, oh, Judge, he's the MVP. He's the face of baseball. But that's crazy. Yeah, and it all goes back. And this is, man, this is something I know we are regular people. But, like, when you're wrong, admit you're wrong. I've done a lot wrong in my life. And when I was young, I would try to lie. I would try to pretend. I try to act like, you know, it wasn't as bad as it is. And then I learned to be accountable. And then I learned to be a man and just accept when you make mistakes and you do wrong and own it. The Yankees never have to do that. They're above everything. But they make so many mistakes and they do so many of these things and it always comes back to bite them in the ass. And we're like, yo, what are you doing? What? We think better of you. We think very highly of your decision making. Maybe you don't. I don't know. I don't know, man. Bobby's in Belmore on the fan. What's up, Bobby?
Yeah, Anthony Rizzo 2.0. But anyway. Yeah,
but Rizzo, DJ, like I could keep going. This has happened a bunch of times with the Yankees, either misdiagnosing an injury or covering up an injury. Judge, Cole, and then being like, wait, what's going on?
Now, what really injured me was what that conversation you had with that beat reporter. You mean to tell me that the Mets turned down Crochet for Sprout and some guy named Williams? I don't know which is worse, that or the Gerrit Cole 2017 refusal of the Yankees to trade him for Antoine Frazier.
Bobby, you don't remember. So when Gerrit Crochet was with the White Sox two trade deadlines ago, I believe he told the White Sox and the rest of baseball he only wanted to be traded to a team that he could sign long-term with. So the Mets were rumored as the front runner because they have Moneybags, you know, Moneybag Co. They have Steve Cohen. They're like, okay, the Mets are going to be the front runner to trade for him because they can give him whatever contract he wants.
Why didn't Cohen overstep Stern on that? I don't understand.
Well,
it came out.
Let me see if I can find it.
They want to pay long term, maybe. I don't know.
Shout out to Sleeper Mets. On September 29th, rumor, and this is per John Heyman, the Mets could have gotten Gerrit Crochet, but it would have cost them Brandon Sproat, Jet Williams, potentially more, and so they weren't going down that road.
That's ridiculous. Let me get to it one more point for you to hang up on. Now, Snell and Yamamoto, you know what their stats are in the postseason? Five runs, 40 innings.
I've watched, and they haven't given up anything. Yamamoto gave up that first swing homer, and then he didn't give up any. He gave two hits up. He complete game, and then Snell, too. They took Snell out, but he probably could have kept going and pitched the complete game.
Yeah, Yamamoto had one bad game against Philly, but five of the six have been awesome. Now, look at the Yankees, Rodan and Fry. You know what their ERA was? They gave up.
You know, eight. This was the highest Yankees ERA in any postseason ever. It was 8-something.
16 runs. Yeah, 16 runs, 17 innings. That's like with a 9 ERA. So one ERA as opposed to a 9 ERA. So, I mean, who, and from 60, and it was only $5 million less they spent. $5 million more the Dodgers spent. They spent 60 on Snell and Yamamoto, and the Yankees spent 55 on Rodan Fried. Now, I told you about
And Snell deferred some money, so they're not even getting hit for that right now. All the money that the Yankees spent on Rodon and Fried, they got to pay that each year.
Yeah, and Fried, you know, I told you the last 3 years, before this year, he was not good in the playoffs. He got
a lot of people called the fan to tell us, Met fan specifically calling to tell us, like, hey, he's got some shaky postseason numbers, but what do Yankee fans say back? He's a World Series champion. He pitched in Game 6 of the World Series.
Great. Oh, he pitched great in that game, 2021, but ever since then, he hasn't been the same pitcher. Now, you know, I understand the Yankees after the Cole and, you know, Soto, you know, leaving, but, you know, but forget that. And also, one more thing, that guy said they showed us the Bregman. Forget Bregman. The Mets had the highest.
Well, I suggested it to him because I just think they need
a pitcher.
Yeah, they need pitching, but they also need, like, they can't keep doing the whole, like, Brett Beatty, Mark Vientos, Acuna, Ronnie Mauricio. Like, you're expected to contend with the Dodgers.
Well,
like, don't sell me on, oh, David Stearns wants to see what he has with the kids. Okay, you won't be seeing October.
Right, and I was telling my friends, look, it's like having you were a great quarterback in high school. When you have three quarterbacks on a team, it's like having none. You know, so when you have three third basemen, you're like, you have none. So you don't have any third basemen.
Yeah, there's got to be the guy in a solid backup. Thanks for the call, Bobby. 888-808-1019. But this is what I'm saying with Stearns.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Learning. This is not Milwaukee where they'll accept, like, who is this? You got who in the lineup? A bunch of randoms, no names, guys that come up, young guys that come up, and then they actually become, and they'll accept that out there in Milwaukee. In New York, they're not going to accept it, bro. Not when the Mets are supposed to be big brother now. Not when the Mets have a seat at the big boy table now. Not when the Mets have the richest owner in the sport now. Not when the Mets have the biggest contract in the sport. We're able to land Juan Soto now. Now you got to do things like the top of the league does things. You have to be in every conversation for the top hitters and pitchers. Sorry, David Stearns. Your philosophies that you applied in Milwaukee, they don't work around here. They don't work around here. Chris is in Bay Ridge on the fan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Keith. How's it going?
Good, good. Now we're talking baseball. We're cooking a little bit.
Yeah, I wanted to join the Volpe talk, but I think we screwed him since we started comparing him to Derek Jeter from the start. But
anybody would be. Every closer that we've ever had. Like, Clay Holmes has 29 scoreless innings. He passed Mariano. Then what happened after that?
Were you listening to BT and when A-Rod was on?
No, I missed it, but what part of it? I did go back and hear some parts of it. When he was talking about Volpe and how he needs to swing and what type of player Volpe needs to be.
Yeah, that, but he was talking about continuity. Like, they had a first baseman every day. Like, this year we're flipping in and out of first baseman.
Right.
Like, the 09 team had such continuity. Everybody knew where they were in the lineup. Everybody knew what was going on. And I don't think we've had that since 2017.
I mean, that conversation we were having in 2023 when we were looking at the Texas Rangers. And we were looking at how those guys played every single day. Like, Marcus Semien played all 162. Those guys were in the lineup in the same spots every single day. And then we examine the Yankees and we're like, why do you have all these platoons? Why do you have a different lineup every single game?
You have a new leadoff hitter every single day.
Because you don't have one. You have options, but you don't have actually one. Thanks for the call, Chris. Like, Trent Grisham as your leadoff hitter, come on, bro. Yeah, it worked enough in the regular season, but it damned us in the postseason because he's not a leadoff hitter. And when the lights are brightest, guys revert back to who they truly are. When the lights are brightest, you see who the real dogs are, and you see who's just like, yeah, it's one thing to, you know, hit a homer in Camden Yards in May. It's another thing when it's like, yo, it's do or die. Season's on the line. We need you to be clutch. We need you to come through. There were too many guys striking out and folding. Too much of that in the lineup. These next 2 years, the Yankees need to go all in and stack the deck with a roster of guys that we can go to war with for the next 2 years and try to win a World Series. Who is the best team in America? I'm watching the two best teams in the American League. And both of these teams are going to look different next year. And the Yankees swept Seattle in Yankee Stadium. And the Yankees should have played much better against Toronto this year. So what I'm saying is neither one of these teams scare me. The Mariners got Caleb Ferguson, remember him, on the mound right now because they're cooked down 9-2 in their building. You know how pumped up those Mariners fans were? If you follow me on Instagram, and I know we got a break here, Connor. I'm rambling a little bit, but this is what we're supposed to do. It's a five-hour show. It's just me. On Instagram, check my story. I said, what? There was a post from MLB Elite's hottest ticket of the postseason. If the Mariners win game three, games four and five will be the priciest tickets in team history. Game four is going to be $355 to get in. Game five, $343. I said, under $400 to get into the ALCS? Keith McPherson on the fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.